Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots
and a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
When cattle futures skidded into the close here, down $2.02 in August feeder cattle, 140.25. That was 35 cents off of the lows from today and about $4 off the highs. September's were down 217, October down 225, and November down 215. So we were lower across the board all the way out into 2017. And live cattle were weaker as well, 113.10 in August. That was $1.80 off the low, off the high rather. October's down $1.20. Cash market at the midday here looks like it's 114 bid, 118 ask in the live cattle. There was a little bit of light trade yesterday at 185 in Nebraska. So at 115 and 16 last week, it looks like a trade could shape up as a steady to maybe even lower after today's market move being a Thursday. Currently, box beef at midday choice was down 8 cents at 199 even. Select down 30 at 189.75. And then the feeder cattle index is 139.26, which is about a dollar below where the August futures expired here today. There is disappointing evidence on the technical side of the charts. We could not hold the new highs on today's high, and it broke down actually going back below the 50-day moving average. So it looks like we could go fill that gap from about 5 days ago in the August feeders.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today finished weak as well, just like the cattle market. They started to the downside at midday. Corn finished down 3 to 3.5 cents, with December corn down 3.25 at 3.39 3/4. Beans down 6.5 at 9.79. They had a 24 cent range from the high to the low in the November beans. The high was 97 and the low was 9.73. So a very active and volatile day there for soybeans. And then the wheat futures down about 3 in Chicago and 2 in Kansas City. Exports this morning were neutral for the wheat, 506,000. It was right in the middle of the range. And corn exports, the exact same, right in the middle of the range. And then old crop beans were disappointing. They actually shrunk them. That was quite a bit less than expected. And then the new crop beans were right in the middle of the range. There was a big USDA announcement of 129,000 metric tons of beans sold to China, 328,000 to an unknown destination. Both of those were sort of a surprise and I believe helped prop up the market early. But then ultimately the weather looks like it took hold here. There is no imminent threatening situation in the weather forecast. Some parts of southern Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana got some rainfall overnight. And it looks like the longer-term forecast isn't threatening at this point. I believe that's probably what weighed on the grains today.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.